Have you ever felt like you've got more in the tank and you know that there's more potential in you, especially in business? Jack came to set the standard and he ended up tripling his business within a couple of months. He has an email marketing company. Some of the tools and the tactics and the mindsets that we teach every 2 to 3 weeks in a free mindset webinar. This is an invite to you to come to that webinar. Just click the link below. It's the first link in the description and I'd love to see you guys there. Can't wait.
This is the process that you can use in order to increase your discipline to become a world-class athlete with the aesthetics of your physique. I believe all men have grown up looking at heroes for the longest period of time. And we model them and we see them. We're like, oh, I want to be like that guy. I want to look like that guy. It's one of the reasons, main reasons that I want to get into the gym. I remember when I was young and I saw like the Rock tattoo on his arm. I would have been like, you know, 8 or 9 years old. I visualized myself, what do I look like when I'm older? And it was whatever the tattoo Rock had on his arm with a huge, like that tattoo, like on my back. And I just had this like jacked back. And I always knew that I was going to be, have like this dream physique. And all men look up to having that. And all men respect another man that has a high quality physique. It demonstrates power. It demonstrates confidence. It has all these like range of benefits. So why are we not disciplined? Why do we find it hard to get to the gym? Or when we do get to the gym, we become consumed by it and nothing else matters. And then we attach our life to that stuff. But what's the thing that prevents us from the discipline of even getting there? So I'm going to answer that in this video for you. I'm going to run through some processes and my mindset of how to create the best body for yourself, how to upgrade your energy, a whole bunch of health processes. So get pumped up for this podcast because we are getting into it. And I want to share with you these things because I have had, basically I've had my dream physique for, what year is it? It's 2023. I have had my like dream physique for almost 10 years now. It's been like 10 years. And naturally I've almost had my dream physique. So I competed when I was first 21, 22, and I was happy with it then. I was like, wow, I look incredible. So I've been able to compete, and that's it. No steroids, guys. No steroids. Haven't touched any of that stuff. And I want to share the, and I've been disciplined. Like I haven't missed a gym session, like hardly. And it, when I've had like holidays or something, when I've intentionally had a couple of weeks off of the gym, I've gone straight back to it. I haven't like had a consistent period of time of ever having off. I've always eaten my meals. I've had everything on time and it's become such a routine habit. And there's like discipline, there's passion and there's motivation, which come from that. Now I'm going to share with you all the tools and secrets here. So I believe that it breaks up into, like you can break your life up into essentially three different areas, right? What comes first in these areas? Body, mind, spirit, and business. There, I believe, are like the four core areas of everything that we focus on. Body, mind, spirit, business. Which one comes first? Well, it's definitely not business because you don't start business till later on. So it's got to be body, mind, or spirit. You could say spirit in terms of the time things enter us and we have our mind and our consciousness, but I do believe spirit is presence and consciousness. So we don't start gaining consciousness until we're a certain year, like years old as a baby. Same thing with our mind, but we are born first. And a Friedrich Nietzsche quote, there is more wisdom in your body than your deepest philosophy. So understanding and listening to our body and understanding what it wants. And just recently I've gone through a huge injury and it's lasted getting close now to a year. I still have it, but it's very small. And I've worked through it and I've had to go through listening and paying attention and intuition with my body in a way that I've never thought I would be thinking about beforehand. So it's just, I've had some massive perception shifts and they have been amazing to say the least. So when we think about body and we want to start with body and we're like born into this world, is like when we're a child and we have this unlimited amount of energy, you know, as a kid, we'd run around all day, we do everything else. And then we start coming to an adult, we start either sitting down or working all day, but we've got so much stress and other things in our mind that we forget to just work on ourselves, right? We forget to work on ourselves. So here's a couple of tips that I like to use to keep myself disciplined. And it's just understanding like where your motivation for the gym comes from. That's why I didn't want to be a PT. So I trained all this stuff for the longest period of time, never want to be a personal trainer because what I always found was that you'd give people a diet, you'd set them out a training plan, they wouldn't do it. Only the really highly motivated individuals would do it, which is so frustrating. So what is your job as a personal trainer? You might as well be a personal motivator, should actually be the role of a personal trainer with a personal motivator in health and fitness. Like, because that is your job, right? Because people, it's difficult for us to stick to our plans. And I sympathize and empathize with everyone because I understand how difficult it is. And after competing in bodybuilding like competitions and understanding on the peak end of how disciplined you got to be in order to complete that. And when I first started out in gym and fitness, I understand what it looked like being not disciplined at all and eating disgusting and eating unhealthy and having brain fog and all the rest of it. And that's what really motivated me to start doing what I'm doing now. I'm like, what's the key? What's the thing that's going to help us get there? So that's the juice that I hope you can take out of this podcast. What we got to do is get clear on our motivations. If our motivations come from a hurt place, an insecurity, a fear, a judgment, where these may come from is, I've never got any girls. I'm not going to get the right guy. I'm not going to get anyone. So I need to work out to have a sexy body. It's quite a vain motivation. I hate my body. So I have to work out. No one likes me. I'm weak. I'm frail. I'm a piece of shit. I've got to work out. Otherwise, no one's ever going to like me. Fear of like not being accepted. Another fear that may happen is like you've been bullied beforehand. Bullied, judged, criticized, called little, skinny, overweight, a fat shit, might have been called something like that. So out of hate and spite, oh, I'm going to go to gym to crush all of these things and get it done. Mm-mm. Or no, they're pretty much it. Like I would say that like those ones, if you've got a motivation that come from that, that can lead to bad eating habits. That can lead to binge eating. That can eat to all of it and lead, not eat to all of it. That can lead to all of the negative things happen, you know, with diet culture and all the rest of it. And when we understand that, yes, being able to attract a sexier partner is a byproduct of how we're trained, is a byproduct of working on a health and fitness. Being able to sell and have a better business is a byproduct off of our dedication and discipline to health and fitness. Being able to eat whatever we want, give or take, is a byproduct of dedication to our health and fitness. Being able to wear what we want is dedication and a byproduct and dedication to our health and fitness. So what are the real motivations then? Well, we got to find the ones that are benefit for us. Like one of my biggest motivations is that before I die, I want to live even in my oldest age, I don't want to be old and crippled. I want to be strong. I want to be flexible. I want to be able to move. And a great predictor of how long you're going to live is training weights, is the size of your muscle mass. So it's interesting. The predictor of how long you're going to live, it comes down to two things. There's other stuff, but these are the two main ones. And that's how big a meals you eat and how big your muscle mass is. They're the two things. So if you eat huge meals all the time, you're not going to live as long because your body's digestion has to work so hard to get through it. If you haven't got enough muscle, then your body starts like crippling and falling away. So we want to go through and find a really good balance of being able to deal with hunger, maybe fast a little bit, and also lift a lot of weights. It increases your libido. It increases your mood. It increases how sharp your brain's going to be. I also know and understand the power of having a really strong physique because it makes you feel more confident. Like someone, if you are making millions of dollars per year and it's coming, they have this confidence and this aura around you that like, hey, no one can fuck with me because I'm so independent. Same thing with how strong your physique is. You're like, this is my Lamborghini, bitch. and essentially like that can feel really good. And also understanding that there is a mutual respect that come from people and a power, but also it's like the power that you receive. It's the energy that you have from that. It's the confidence that you gain. And when you can make those things your prioritization, like this is for my health, this is for me, this is respect, and it's for my own discipline and grit's sake. So some people can, people talk to me like, oh, I really want to get disciplined. That's the thing that we focus on in the center community. I really want to be disciplined. It's like, well, how do I like get disciplined? Well, practice it in the gym. So if you're someone who's not training, lifting weights, like we figured out like all the studies and all the stuff show that the stronger you are, the more muscle, the mass you have, essentially at most sports, like 90% of sports, you're going to be way better off. And it's not like you're training to lift to be a bodybuilder and build, like make yourself an absolute brick shit house, just massive. Like it's so unrealistic because it takes 10 years to get there. Especially without drugs. It takes 10 years to build a body that you're extremely proud of. 6 to 10 years of hard training and meal preparation on time to build that body. And you got to be training like an absolute animal, not miss any sessions. So for the normal person who just wants an awesome physique, right? You just want an awesome physique that looks good, that's not completely huge. Let's train, minimum 3 to 4 times a week, every single week, get your ass into the gym. No matter what sport, no matter what it is that you're playing, the benefits of lifting weights and putting your body under stress is incredible. Now, when it comes to discipline, if you dedicate and commit yourself to training in the gym, lifting weights in a certain way, whatever it is you've got to stick and commit to that. And that's how you train your discipline, by showing up every single day, every single week, getting into the gym. And when you know that you can do that, that also gives you the consistency to show up in your business. For example, I work with a lot of people who get carried away and motivated by their business. They're workaholics and they just become obsessed with work, and they end up putting their work before themselves. And what that looks like to me is just skipping out in the gym. And they'll skip the gym one day, second day, and then they'll go to the gym, and then they'll skip it for a week next week, and then they'll skip it for 2 weeks. Then we got to start working through and get them to communicate their own boundaries and be disciplined with their practice of going to the gym. Now, what happens is when they show up and they notice that they're being flaky in that area for themselves going to the gym, they start being flaky everywhere else in their business. Whoa, right? It starts locking, you know, it starts unlocking all of these habits and routines, and now they feel like they're always chasing something instead of being ahead of the curve. But when they aren't disciplined and they have got their routine and their habits in check, that's when they, you know, do really well. And I get really proud of that when that happens, and very proud of myself to be able to do that as well. So if you're not disciplined and you want to be more disciplined, it starts with being extremely disciplined in the gym. And if you are disciplined and you're extremely disciplined in the gym and you're undisciplined everywhere else, then there is a purpose lacking. And that is another conversation that we'll have. All I can tell is let you know, if you're lacking purpose and you aren't disciplined in the gym and not disciplined anywhere else, that is the first thing to find for sure. So that is essentially it, an understanding and listening to your body within the process. So I understood with my own personal body of being, I went too disciplined with the gym and I was not disciplined with my recovery. And that ended up leading to a long-term injury, which lasted a long period of time. However, that injury took 12 years to build up. Just FYI, guys, 12 years. Do I regret that injury? No, that injury is not a regret at all. I actually learned so much from that injury, and I was actually extremely thankful for it and really appreciative for it, because I'll never get injured like that ever again. And everything is so sorted out, and I feel so much more disciplined with everything that I want to do. So I hope that has given you some really good insights. I hope that has motivated you to go to the gym more often and protect the gym with your boundaries, because that's also, it's not only like discipline and grit that you're training, it's also encompassing your own boundaries and keeping them there. Like being able to text like your partners, being able to text your loved ones, being able to text your workers, your employees, and being able to commit boundaries and being like, no, this is when I train. I remember even when I worked at a white collar, first thing I went in, yeah, like for the interview, was definitely a prime candidate for it. And I said to them, hey, like, it's two things that I absolutely love in this work, which would make it so much easier for me, and I work better than anyone else. One, I can eat 4 times a day. Like, that's what I want to do. Eat at my desk and do it, eat 4 times a day. Two, I want to train in the middle of the day. Like if I'm coming to work really early, I'll work later, whatever it is. I just want to train in the middle of the day, because for me, catching the train, riding the bike, do what it is, getting in here, I'm going to need that. It's going to make me feel really good about myself. And that locked me in. And I was like one of the best employees and won a whole bunch of awards and innovated some things in the company that had never been innovated before. And that's because my routines and habits were extremely on point. So I hope you've learned something from this podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe if you learn anything from this. And please follow me on Instagram for all my shorts, quick tips and actions at Corey Boutwell. Thank you so much, guys. See you in the next one.
Thank you so much for getting this far into the podcast. As a token of my appreciation for the loyal listeners, you can get a $50 discount of your first month inside the Set the Standard community. That'll help you double your business and reprogram your mind. We have 2 live group coaching calls per month, 8 modules and challenges, and an exclusive network where you can meet all the men who are setting the standard in here. Please use the code PODCAST, capital PODCAST, to get the first $50 off of your first month. Can't wait to see you guys in there.